For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. No day of rest for firefighters in California, where weather analysts predict things may just get worse. Sacramento firefighter Chris Harvey, assisting in Shasta County, says wildfires were at their peak this afternoon.
Today's going to be a very dynamic day on the fire line and the possibility of, you know, very explosive and dangerous fire behavior. So still a lot of a battle ahead of us.
As the wildfires engulf 89 acres of land, more than 517 structures have been destroyed. Are there more Cohen Trump tapes out there? President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
We know of something like 183 unique conversations on tape. One of those is with the President of the United States.
Giuliani says he can't release more tapes himself, but he'd like someone to because he says they can vindicate the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On ABC's This Week, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says more leaks of tape recordings from Michael Cohen and the Mueller investigation may be good for the president.
This is incredibly irresponsible stuff to be out there. It is not in Michael Cohen's best interest when he does not have a deal yet, as Dan noted. And I think it would give me, as a prosecutor, a lot of concern. And before I made any deal, whether I was the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District or Robert Mueller.
With years of experience as a prosecutor, Christie cautioned to be a good witness, it's best to keep what you know within the realm of legal discourse. Congressman Steve Stivers on ABC's This Week says he opposes the Democratic Party's solution to handling border control, referring specifically to their call for the end of immigration and customs enforcement.
Two-thirds of the Democrats are on a resolution to eliminate our immigration enforcement system that keeps us safe from human trafficking, that keeps us safe from drugs and terrorists that want to cross our border. That is not the answer.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign is denying reports it's having flags and banners made in China. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Reports, some featuring images, surfaced last week of a Chinese factory making Keep America Great banners for the campaign. The factory manager telling Reuters she didn't know if the buyers were officially with the campaign or with the Republican Party. Trump campaign official Michael Glasner categorically denies that it's involved, saying anyone making those banners in China will be violating a protected trademark, and he says that all Trump campaign merchandise is 100% made in the USA.
The search continues for a missing college student in Iowa. USA's Winnie King has more.
Friends, family, and tons of volunteers are searching for Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old University of Iowa student that disappeared last week. Tibbetts was last seen jogging along a rural highway near her boyfriend's house. She was dog-sitting for him on the day of the disappearance. On Thursday, police said there was no indication that her boyfriend was involved with the case. They're working to identify a suspect.
We're not talking Mickey Mouse pay hikes here. Well, maybe we are. A lot of Disney employees will be finding something extra in their paychecks in coming months. About 10,000 Disneyland employees will get pay hikes, some up to 40%. The Walt Disney Company says it's going to pay every employee a minimum of $15 an hour. State law in California will require such a minimum by 2020.